Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
And a very good Friday night. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowney. The Eagles on the road in Douglas County taking on the Ava Bears. Moments ago, the Liberty JV takes their second loss of the year as the Ava JV defeats Liberty 56-46.
Number 11,
the Ava Bears again are the host team. They're 9-11 on the year, and Liberty comes in at 15-2. Talon Harrell gets the start for Ava. Number 11, Grant Swadesh. Number 20, Fisher Melton. 23, Kenyon Pitt. And 24, Brock Swadesh. Liberty will have the same five in Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. Abel being the home whites, Liberty will sport the road reds. Coming off an emotional win.
Oh, the cardiac kids.
Whew. Tip's going to be controlled by Liberty. Wells flips it back to Alex Toon.
We need to talk about that at halftime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was incredible. Alex Toon backs up to the wing. Skips it across to Parker. Parker pops it out to Wells. Wells will give it back up to Alex. Alex feeds it to Wells. Wells takes it to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. His putback no good. Rebound goes to Ava. Out top, Harville. Harville tosses into the paint. The Swadesh.
Turnover.
Turnover. Bounce pass. Liberty gets it underneath, now rolls it back out top. Feed inside to Wells. Wells goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two from the line.
Liberty kind of going right back to where they left off, you know, in the last three or four games. Really trying to get that inside game working with Drayton Wells and Paxton Hunter. You've seen them both touch the ball in the first two possessions here.
So, that's kind of where their money's at.
Yep.
I mean, if it'll start inside, second free throw's good. 1-0, 7-10 to go in the first. Harville will pitch it over to Swadesh. Swadesh goes down into the corner to Melton. Melton uses the dribble back out top, pitches it over to Harville, shoots the three, up no good, and a rebound taken by Ava. Tipped, and it's a loose ball. Liberty comes up with another takeaway. Tipped by Ellett. Ellett feeds it to Paxton. Paxton goes up, puts it up, no good. Can't get it to go. The rebound's taken by Wells. Wells' putback won't go. And now here's Ava underneath, and a foul going to the line will be Brock Swadesh.
I think we're going to get Ellett. Yep. We get Ellett on the reach in there.
That's his first, team foul number one. 6:33 on the clock. Score is 1-0. Liberty. Brock Swadesh ties it up. Second free throw on the way. He makes them both. 2-1, Ava. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon. He'll be picked up by Kenyon Pitt out top. Paxton. Hunter sets the screen, rolls it to Parker. Parker catches in the corner, brings it back out to Alex. Alex brings it out top to Wells. Wells will hand it off to Parker too. Parker was looking for Drayton to, you know, that give it, and it was there.
It was.
Drayton gave it to Parker. Parker kind of hesitated and was waiting for Drayton to go right to the rim, and there was a bounce pass, but Liberty didn't cash in on it. Ava Bear basketball, they got the lead 2-1, 5:55 to go in the first. They toss it inside. Brock Swadesh turnaround, block shot, tipped around and controlled by Wells. Alex Toon catches in the corner from Paxton Hunter. Jumper goes up, no good. Rebound taken by the Ava Bears. Kenyon Pitts pulls it down, brings it down the floor, gets it to Harville. Harville into the corner, tipped away. Now they're going to call a foul. That may be two on Ellis.
No, they just called
out
of
bounds. Bounce.
Yeah. He kind of poked loose there. I thought it was a foul, too, at first.
Jacob Law checks in, number three. Jacob will check in for Grant Swadesh. He'll inbound to Harville. Harville, top of the key, dribbles once, picks it up, flips it into the corner. A drive in front of the rim, loses the dribble,
now,
but
now they're
going
to get that. Yeah. Now they're going to get Ellis for a second. Oh, they got Parker Toon.
Oh, they got Parker. Well, they had their options there. First free throw goes up. It's no good. Fisher Melton will get another opportunity. 2-1 still, 5:21 to go in the first. Second one is no good. And rebound taken by Paxton Hunter.
Neither team wants to score too bad in this first quarter.
No. Alex Toon with the drive, throws one up, and the one-hander will not fall. Long pass down the floor, tipped, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Drayton Wells.
Liberty Lady Eagles got a win last night over Houston.
All right.
Another SGA win. I think they're
third.
3-2 in the conference right now.
Tip basketball into the backcourt. That's run down by Pitts for Ava. Down to the corner to Harville. Harville loses it. Another turnover. Here comes Paxton Hunter for Liberty. He has it knocked away from behind. Something that I've noticed from Tuesday night, the lockjaw of Liberty, the communication factor on the floor, you know. Liberty got much better at that in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Wells catches the inbound toss. He'll put it on the floor, goes up front of the rim, and takes it home.
Good shot fake. Shot fake and put the ball on the floor. Got inside the paint there. Nice little jumper.
3-2, Liberty. Talon Harville works it over the lob. Lob takes it in. Reverse layup goes up. It won't fall, and Liberty controls the rebound. Alex Toon shifts over to the left side by the Ava cheerleaders. High post, Paxton Hunter gives it to Parker Toon. Parker spins, goes up high off the glass, won't fall. Rebound taken by Brock Swadesh. Ava takes it down to the baseline. Kicks it out top in the corner. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Parker Toon, rebound. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex gets by one man, goes up, shot blocked. Picked up by the Bears. Ava tosses it into the baseline. Underneath the basket, kick out. Three from the wing, hits the rim, no good. Ellett with the rebound. Carter drives, gives it to Wells.
Good.
Lays it in and the foul. He was going to dunk that.
He was. He was, and they were not going to let him.
Checking back in for Ava, Grant Swadesh. Grant comes in for Brock Swadesh. Old-fashioned three is good for Drayton Wells.
Big man got them all?
Yep, 6-2, all by Drayton Wells. Eagles playing the 2-3 zone at the elbow. Back to the volleyball line. Off to the wing. Baseline. Skip pass across to the opposite corner. Tip about basketball, but it's picked up by Ava. Inside, shot up, and a foul. Ava showing a little patience right there.
Yep. Yeah, Coach Harrell was not happy with that shift on the defensive shift there. Saw the backside of that zone kind of get caught.
Paxton Hunter hit with the foul. Grant Swadesh at the line makes the first one.
Ultramat and Holden come in for
Parker.
Parker and Paxton Hunter.
Second free throw is good. 6-4 Liberty. Alex Toon. Carter Ellett out top on the left side. Cooper Holden on the right. It'll be a handoff to Cooper. Cooper hands it off to Ellett. Ellett, nice move.
Nice move.
Nice layup. That's a good motion offense right there.
It was kind of a bad matchup for Ava.
Steal by Altermat. Blaine takes it all the way down. Shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. You know, Blaine is a three-point shooter. He's not a jumper.
Yeah.
He's not, you know.
But we saw him Tuesday night get some big rebounds.
Oh,
in that,
boy,
in that
he did.
Little Springs matchup.
Tossed it in to Wells. Wells gives it to Cooper. Cooper finds.
Ava switches over to the man-to-man.
Alex. Carter from the elbow. Good.
Saw that same mismatch right there. That's two straight trips. Ellis been able to.
Ooh, free throw is good for Grant Swadesh. I've always said, we talked about on the way up, you get a kid that'll make the 6-, 8-, and 10-footer, they'll be a star at high school basketball. Altermat catches in the corner, floats it in to Wells. Wells out to Cooper. Cooper to Alex. Alex, a deep three.
Ooh.
Good.
The first three-point attempt by Liberty.
I think either team.
Ava's 0 for 3.
Oh, okay. 13-6, Liberty. Kenyon Pitts, here's a three, top of the key, and off the rim. No good, tipped, out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. 90 seconds to go in the first. Liberty with the lead now. Tomorrow is the Liberty shootout, Legends shootout. And we'll have the 9:30 game. That's going to be Houston or Kabul and Winona. We'll have the Liberty girls game, and we'll have the boys. They feed it back in to Wells. Wells feeds it.
Ellett again.
Ellett. That's three in a row.
Three straight trip.
Arkansas string. 15-6, Liberty. 65 seconds to go in the first. Ava spreading it out. Kicking to the corner. Here's a three. Goes up. No good. And a rebound by Ellett. Ellett. Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden. Alex Toon. Alex out top. Bounces it to Ellett. Ellett. Oh, he goes for the three. Won't get it. Rebound. Ball taken by Wells. Wells throws it over to Altermat.
Altermat drains one in the corner.
18-6. 30 seconds to go. High post, back outside. Harville gets it to the elbow and a double dribble. Another turnover by the Bears. Ava coached by Norwood alum Riley Jenkins. Skip pass, Altermat. Altermat brings it back out to Holden. Off to Alex Toon. 9 seconds to go. Down to 7. Alex looks to make a move. Drive, pulls up, shoots and scores. That was beautiful.
Score.
26, Liberty after 1. We'll take a break and we'll come back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Our city. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Well, Tyler, Liberty is going to stay with Holden, Altermat, Ellett, Wells, and Alex too.
Well, I mean, it kind of opened it up a little bit.
Nothing against Paxton or Parker.
No, just the matchups right now.
Alex Toon with the basketball. Liberty gets it to start the second. Alex looks to drive, kicks it. Ellett for three from the corner. Oh, and the rebound. Liberty's a little flat-footed on the rebounds. You know, you got to anticipate almost a rebound, especially these threes. Skip pass into the corner by the Bears. Caught. Brought back out top. Right wing caught. Lob. Feeds it inside. Shot goes up. No good. Tipped. And it's going to be controlled by the Ava Bears. Kicked, and it'll stay with Ava.
We got Paxton Hunter, Parker Toon coming back in.
Wells. And
Ellett.
We're going to play with six, yeah.
My team's on the floor.
Ava Bear basketball, 20-6 Liberty, 7:20 to go in the half. Ava looking inside. They get to the free throw line. Now they'll kick it back out. They'll skip it to the corner, to the wing. Back into the paint. Shot high off the glass, up and in. Nice move by Kenyon Pitt. 20-8 Liberty. Alex hands it to Parker. Parker rolls it over to Altermat. Three more, in and out. And I think Alex is going to get hit over the back, yeah. That's his first. Team foul number one here in the second. I still struggle with this five foul garbage.
Yeah, it's a five per quarter.
Yeah, I don't like it. Ava inside. Now they work it back out. Alex too. Good defense out top by Alex. Now they go into the corner. Oh, nice tough shot.
Lob
that goes baseline, banging off bodies and gets one to fall. Cuts the lead in half, 20-10, Liberty. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon looks to make a move, turns it over. And long pass, Ava gives it back. Liberty's famous for that.
Yeah.
You get a gimme and then you try to take too much.
Yep.
Eagles, nice feed. Altermat gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton gets his first bucket of the game, 22-10. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the half. Ava with the basketball. Richards into the game. There's a three put up, no good, tipped, and picked up by Cooper Holden. Cooper pushes it down the floor, gets it to Altermat. Altermat, Paxton Hunter, a clean catch. Three up, no good. Altermat with the rebound. Flips it over to Alex Toon. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker shot fake. Goes front of the rim for two. Nice finger roll.
Good shot fake. Got to the rim. Just pretty. Pretty drive.
Well, and there were multiple opportunities.
Yeah. The shot fake really opened the lane right there for the dribble drive. And Parker was so good and quick off that first step that he was able to get on the hip and defender couldn't do anything with it.
It's 24-10, and yeah, you know, Tuesday night, we were spectators.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't get to call that one.
And, you know, Marty Spence, it was at Willow, and for several years now, instead of putting the same game on two different radio stations, it's just easier for us as a company,
yep,
to just do the one network. But, yeah, that was,
What a ball game.
What a game.
I mean, they wanted us back. I mean, the Willows.
Well, I mean, we could even go back almost a full year.
Yep.
And then
the district game. But we'll dive into that a little later.
24-10, Liberty. Ava with the basketball. That's Grant Swadesh out top. Grant flips it over to Jacob Lobb. Lobb goes down to the baseline to Pitts, and it's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Ava Bears. Tossing it in to Grant Swadesh. Grant's going to be picked up by Parker Toon. Here comes some help with Altermat. He's able to give it up. Ava will drive in high and a foul. That may be on Wells.
I think we're going to get Ellis. Yep.
Oh, that's three on Carter. Well, you know, Carter's a freshman, and Carter has played very well for what he's been asked to do.
That's his second. That's Carter's second.
Oh, that's right, because
the first one we thought was him was actually Parker Toon.
Second free throw missed. Liberty with the rebound. Parker Toon out top now. Alex Toon is on the bench. Carter. Alterman. Carter put nice feet. Oh, boy.
Whoa,
he had the matchup.
Spin, make a move.
Yeah, he had the matchup. Wells now pops out high. Opposite corner. And a three.
Bang.
For Alterman. Patience. Liberty ran.
Yep.
Small offense. And they got
a good look.
Got a look, yeah. Ava Bears with it, 27-11 Liberty, 4-10 to go in the half. Liberty size, oh, nice feed, front of the rim, shot up, no good. Ellett with the rebound. Ellett gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter with the drive, he's fouled, he'll shoot two. Foul will be on Garrett Richards. You know, and how that game turned out for Willow. Did it break their back?
Right.
You know,
I mean,
and
at the end of the first, Thayer was up 18-17.
Yeah.
Over Willow. So, I mean, Willow's hanging tough tonight. I really look for Willow to kind of pull that game out tonight.
That'd be big.
It would be big.
Be a big favor to Liberty.
Absolutely, it would be.
Paxton makes the first one and makes the second one. 29-11 Liberty, just under 4 minutes to go in the half. Hoop Queen tonight for the Ava Bears. Bunch of parents, bought some dresses. High post, free throw line. And another turnover. Paxton Hunter on the far side. Now he brings it into the middle. Hands it off to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett, what a feed to Wells.
Dunk.
It's the dunk.
Big feed, big dunk.
Two-hand slam.
The freshman makes a nice drive, and he gives it up. A little bounce pass, drop step, hammer.
But the thing that set it up was that subtle eye contact between, you could see it,
yep,
the subtle eye contact between Carter and Drayton.
Yep.
And there it was.
Here it comes.
31-11 Liberty with 3:28 to go, and we got games tomorrow, as I mentioned, but you know, all this isn't possible without the tremendous help that we get through our sponsors. And you know, I mean, if you don't buy anything, just tell them thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of these businesses, you know, John Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and John just loves high school sports. Of course, the Bank of Birch Tree, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop. Greg's at most of the games, or if he's not at the games, he's listening. And, of course, Mountain View Auto Parts, all you guys down there. Here's a three by the Ava Bears from the corner. It's up, no good, and out of bounds. Last touch by Ava, the Liberty basketball, with 3:13 to go. And a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Liberty Eagle sports talk at the Auto Parts.
A little bit, just a little bit.
I mean, Tyler sends me a picture. He's got the game winner on
we had Tuesday night's game playing on repeat down there.
Parker Toon brings it down the floor, kicks it off to Wells. Wells, Alex Toon. Alex gets it back to Wells. Wells to Parker. Carter catches it. Carter throws it back out to Parker. Parker spins it over to Paxton. Paxton looks to make a move, feeds it to Alex. Good job defensively by the Bears, and a good job by Liberty recognizing it and not forcing anything. Hand off to Parker Toon. Parker makes a spin and is going to be fouled on the drive. Parker.
Number 20.
Is it 20?
Yeah,
or
Fisher 20? Melton.
Okay, Fisher Melton. It's not a shooting violation. Team foul number two. Liberty throws it in to Parker inside. Parker front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Throws it over to Alex. Alex, a good look at three. Goes up, no good. And a foul. And that may be three on.
That is three on
Ellett. That is three on Ellett. 31-11, 2:33 to go in the first half. Also, Mountain View Lumber. Can't say enough about the Hawkmans and, you know, I mean, all the guys that work there. Big, huge Liberty Eagle fans. There's a steal, and Alex Toon drives. And it's another block shot. Well, Ava Bears
got
four or five block shots. But Alex will go to the line and shoot two. I've got Ava now with eight turnovers. Oh, that's not a shooting violation?
How is it not?
How is it not? Yeah. And there's a drive by Parker on the baseline. He gets two. 33-11 Liberty. Ava at the corner now driving in. Tip, another takeaway. Paxton, bounce pass to Alex. Alex up, can't get it to fall. Altermat gets it. He puts it up, can't get it to fall. Some chippers, and Liberty could not cash in right there. Toss into the corner, baseline, and, picks the dribble up, but feeds it. Rolls off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells to Parker. Parker gets it to Alex. 1:38 to go. 33-11 Liberty. Tip has telegraphed a little bit. Alex kind of looking at Parker and reading that was Fisher Melton. Almost got a turnover. Goes out of bounds. Liberty will toss it in. Alex to Parker. Gets a screen from Paxton. Flips it over to Alex for three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Fisher Melton. Melton, Jacob Lobb. Lobb loses it. Another turnover. Alex Toon comes up with it. Alex in the paint, throws it out to Parker. Parker's going to pop a three. That hits the front of the rim, no good. 62 seconds to go in the half. 33-11, Liberty. Ava spreads it out. They're going to go with that four out, it looks like. Yeah, they're going to run a four out. Skip pass, cross, caught by Lobb. Lobb tosses into the corner, baseline, bounce, block, picked up by Alex Toon. Alex feeds it to Altermat. Altermat for three, up, no good. And a rebound taken by Wells. Wells rolled it to Paxton. Paxton goes up. He couldn't get it to fall.
I think when Paxton turned around, he couldn't believe there was nobody guarding him.
Yeah. 18 seconds. A three. It's in and out. No good. Altermat with another rebound. Altermat to Wells. Or to Alex Toon. Wells sets the screen out top. Parker catches at the wing. Rolls it to Wells. Wells, one-hander. No good. And that's the end of the first half. 33-11 Liberty. take a break. We'll come right back with first half stats and talk a little bit about Tuesday night. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, the anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View, we're here for you.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads the Ava Bears at the half, 33-11. And scoring, Jacob Law for Ava with two, Grant Swadesh with four, Kenny Fitz with three, and Brock Swadesh with two. For Liberty, Parker Toons got four, Alex Toons with five, Carter Ellett with six, Paxton Hunter with four, Lane Altermat with six, and Drayton Wells with eight. That's about as balanced, you know, scoring as you could ask for. Again, 33-11 is your score. Liberty with the lead. Tomorrow, the Liberty Eagles will play state-ranked Dixon. And then next week, Monday, they play state-ranked Bunker.
Number one
in class Bunker. One. And there's a lot of basketball coming. I mean, you got Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
Yep. Yeah, the last 2 weeks of this season is really going to be a gauntlet. This little stretch we got coming up here, I mean, Liberty's going to face some pretty solid basketball teams here in the next, this next 7 days. That game tomorrow, the Dixon game, it could very well be a juggernaut, a dandy ball game. I mean, I think Dixon's 15-3.
Yeah.
Liberty's going to be, if they can win here tonight, they'll be 16-2. Then turn around less than 48 hours, you play the number one team in class one, which
last night 20-0.
Yeah, they were 20-0, so they'll probably play tonight. Maybe, they've won 20 ball games already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you're looking at a little run here, and then that's not even counting the conference schedule. I mean, we're after Ava, you end up with Salem, Kabul, Houston, and then we end up with Thayer, and right as of halftime of the Willow-Thayer game, Willow's up 29-26 over Thayer.
Yeah.
So,
now
we're really pulling for this Willow team right now.
Yeah, because I think Ava has not lost in conference.
Ava, let's see, Liberty, Thayer, Salem are all 2-0.
Yeah.
Ava's 1-1. Willow's 1-1. Grove's 0-2. Houston's 0-2. Kabul's 0-2. So, right now, Liberty, Thayer, Salem set up alone at the top, undefeated in conference play.
Yeah, and there's tough games.
Oh, tough ball game.
Last year, beat Salem.
You're a shoe-in for at least a share. All you got to do is beat Salem.
And we went to Salem, and, I mean, they just literally, they pulled their basketball shorts down, and they just spanked Liberty's little.
What a long drive to Dick County was that. Drive home after that? Goodness.
But Tuesday night,
fantastic game. And the ending was just epic. But Liberty never led in the ball game. They went.
They led by two in the fourth.
In the fourth
for a trip. They made two free throws to go up two,
and then
Willow came down, hits the three. They hit a deuce to tie it up, and then they went ahead again.
Okay,
So Liberty led twice, but once in the fourth by two for about 5 seconds, and then to end the game.
But it's Colby James right now probably should be the SEA Player of the Year.
Hands down.
I mean, all-time score for the Willow Springs Bears, 2,064 points, I think, is where he was at.
Yeah.
And
he comes off a game last week up at the 42. He out 42, backs that up with 38 against Liberty.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the kid can just get after it. I mean, he's...
And the thing about it, and you parents, grandparents, or you young kids out there that's listening that want to be basketball players, I have people all the time tell, Gary Lee, the game's just changed. Just changed. That's just how they play. Okay, fine. That's how we play now. But if you want to be a star, if you want to make a name, work on those 4, 6, 8, 10-footers. Master them. I mean, all the great players, and just Liberty player, your dad, he was really good, those short jumpers. Derek Daniels was really good. Terrell Gaines.
Terrell
a lot of people, Terrell could light it up from behind the three-point line and beyond, but he could make those.
The 15-footers.
Yeah. But anyway, he had a great game. I thought we were sitting together and – Liberty comes at the half, and they're down six. They go on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, a minute and 12 seconds.
Yep, and they, boom, it's tied up, and then Willow goes on a little bit of a run, and then Liberty catches back up, and then that's where it stayed pretty tight.
Yeah. It never got, once it got into the fourth, it never got.
It's like a one possession.
It stayed 3-4 at the biggest.
Yeah.
Most of the time it was 1 or 2, just back and forth.
But with the game is tied, and there's 30 seconds to go. Liberty has the ball. You and I were like, okay, this is really good. They have the ball at their end of the court, too. Well, as crazy things happen, Liberty turns it over. Willow goes down.
With 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
I mean, we held it for 20 seconds, get under 11.
And turn it over.
Colby James gets a steal, but he's so fast. He can get covered the length of the floor, makes the layup, and there's still 6.6 seconds left.
And that's where the incredible story happens. And you've got the video, too, if people want to see it and haven't. I think everybody probably has seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Liberty gets the inbound. Willow is not able to stop the ball. They trap Liberty beyond the half court line. Soon as Alex comes across timeline, boom, there's the trap or thereabouts. There's a turnover. Almost Liberty gets it. Who was it that
last scoop? Paxton or
was it Paxton?
Alex
Parker.
Alex kind of hit it, swiped at it. Paxton Hunter picks it up with under 2 seconds. Throws it into the corner to Blaine Altermat. Blaine catches it
and
has enough wherewithal
to
get behind the three-point line and just throws it up. And, just drains it.
And now, if it would not have fallen, Blaine would have had 3 free throws.
Yeah, I think they would have called.
Well, the one official at the end, if you even watch the video, but he makes it. He blew his whistle.
And see, I couldn't see if he called a foul or if he put his hand up to signify that the ball got off.
Yeah, okay. I thought there was a lot of contact.
There was a lot of contact. The shot goes in, and
Liberty's 2-0 in the top.
Yeah, Liberty's 2-0.
Here we are with the second half, 33-11. Liberty. Ava with the ball. Oh, Ava gets it fed inside. Shot goes up, no good. Then getting the rebound and the putback, Fisher Melton. 33-13. Liberty brings it down the floor with the lead. Hands it to Parker. Parker gets it to Carter. Carter on the baseline to Wells. Wells feeds it to Parker. Parker back to Wells for two. Liberty. Ava. They're sticking pretty much with that four out, aren't they?
They are.
Here's the I thought he was going to take that. Yep. I thought he was going to shoot it. Ava outside. Now here's the drive. Block shot. It'll stay with the Bears. Kenyon Pitts driving it in. Bears will inbound on their baseline. Into Grant Swadish. Grant gives it up. The Pitts. Opposite corner, Melton. One-hander up and in. Nice shot. Fisher Melton. Back-to-back buckets for Fisher. Carter Ellett throws it inside to Wells. Wells out to Paxton. Paxton makes the spin move up and in for two.
Good move. Tough shot. Good finish.
Ava, long pass to the opposite end. Here's a three, up and in. Count it.
Ava's first three ball of the night.
Harville knocks that one down. 37-18, Liberty. Parker Toon out top. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon. Gets it to Carter Ellett. Inside the Wells. Wells up and in. Two more. Ava on the baseline. Ava turns it over.
10 turnovers I've got for...
I got an 11.
Got an 11?
Yeah. .525 to go in the third. 39-18 Liberty. Alex Toon. Oh, nice.
Good
bounce pass. Oh, Parker goes in. Couldn't get the roll, and Ava throws it away. That's kind of been a big problem in this game for the Bears.
Yeah, any kind of momentum they get, it's kind of next trip. They seem to get bit by the turnover bug.
Alex Toon hands it off to Carter Ellett. Carter hands it off to Parker. Oh, nice spin move by Parker. Goes up and in. 6 points now for Parker. 41-18. Ava Bears, high post to the wing. Back out top of the key. Here's another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Parker Toon. Parker uses the crossover. Gets it across the timeline. At the elbow. Pitches it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter's going to take it in. High off the glass. That was a forced shot. Rebound taken by the Bears. 4:15 to go in the third. 41-18 Liberty. Harville. Grant Swadish now catches. Swadish picks the dribble up. Hit the wing. Off, out top, back to the corner. Pull up jumper, hits the back of the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells gets it to Ellett. Ellett feeds it to Paxton. Paxton gets it back to Ellett. Loose ball, but it's picked up by Carter. Off to Alex, who's, that's one of those, if he'd have caught it clean.
Yep. He could have,
that would have been
the rhythm was there, but.
Alex Toon out top. He goes high post to Paxton. Paxton rolls it over to Parker. Parker peels it back to Paxton. Off to Carter.
Carter turns it over. Abe at the other end. Reverse layup. No good. Blocked by Wells.
Wells done a good job on defense here.
Oh, there's a good catch. Oh, and the three comes up short. No good. Parker with the rebound. Goes up. Can't get it. Gets his own rebound. Tips. Paxton Hunter comes up with it. He'll float it in.
Good board crashing there by Liberty on the offensive boards.
Officials are letting them play.
They
let them play in the JV,
yes,
and they're letting them play here. 43-18, Liberty.
Which really benefits Liberty and their size.
Shot up, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it to Parker. And Paxton Hunter, the recipient. And Ava needs a timeout. 45-18, Liberty. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
45-18, 2:29 to go in the third, and it will be Liberty basketball. And on the floor, Cooper, we've got Mr. Jester. We were talking about Titus. So Titus is out on the floor for Liberty now. Ava works it out top to the wing. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Titus will inbound. Ava will get back on defense. And checking in, Reese Coots. We've seen him play in JV. He can shoot the three.
He can. 44-36. Willow Springs up at the end of the third.
Woohoo! Come on, Bears! Holden. Use the dribble. Ellen out top.
Bang.
Three is good! Carter now. He's gotten 9 points in the game. Ava with the... loses it. Turns it over. And Titus Jester picks it up. Titus gets it to Altermat. Altermat to Holden. Ellett at the wing. Spins it over to Jester. Jester, he'll reset with Altermat. Altermat, Ellett, back to Holden. Holden out top. Jester catches, left wing, feeds it to Holden. Holden out top to Ellett. Back to Jester, Altermat in the corner. Now they get it inside to Wells. Wells goes up. Oh, his shot's blocked. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Liberty. Good job by Liberty getting it inside where they wanted it, but a really good job by the Ava Bears and Brock Swadesh.
Yeah, that's good defense.
He kept his position.
Yep. And timed it really well.
Jester throws it out top to Altermat. Altermat gets it to Holden. 1:05 to go in the third. Holden. In the corner, Altermat, three more, it's good. 9 points for Blaine Altermat.
He likes that corner.
Oh boy, 51-18 Liberty. Ava Bears in the corner to the wing. Opposite corner, three put up, off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound, gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper holding to Jester. Come on, pop it, Titus. Oh, off the mark, no good. Had a good look. Ava takes baseline, drives, kicked out, top of the key. There's a good look for a three. Off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells to Ellett. Ellett, bounce pass to Jester. Jester feeds it to Wells. Wells goes up, can't get it to go. 9 seconds to go, 51-18. Two seconds at the volleyball line, a three, no good. 51-18 after three, Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 51-18, Liberty. And it'll be Jester, Altermat, Holden, Hunter, and Ellett on the floor for the Liberty Eagles and Liberty basketball. Holden gets the inbounds off. Ellett to Jester. Back to Holden. Off to Altermat. Altermat reverses it back to Holden. High post to Paxton. Paxton makes a move. Good job by the Ava Bears. Closes it down. Holden kicks it out. Jester for three is good.
That's nice that good job. Rhythm.
Yeah, well, it
good kick out, good pass.
Ava inside. They'll kick it out. Dribble drive. One-hander goes up. No good. Holden with the rebound. And the gym starts to thin out with 7 minutes to go in regulation. 54-18, Liberty. Cooper. Jester. Ellett. Back to Jester. Ellett catches. Nice
backdoor cut.
Oh, yeah. Jester nice with
little,
two more.
Yeah, Jester with a little backdoor cut.
Good bounce pass from Carter. 56-18, Liberty. 6:35 to go. In the corner, Bears catch. Drive to the elbow. Shot up, off the glass, and in.
Tough shot.
Yeah. Kenyon Pitts.
Good defense.
Kenyon Pitts now with 5 points for the Bears. 6:15 to go. Cooper Holden feeds it to Titus. Altermat to Holden. Holden to Ellett. Back to Jester. Altermat for three more. It's up, no good. Rebound, Melton. Lob. Back to Melton. And there's another takeaway. Altermat with the steal. Jester for three more. Good. There you go, Titus.
8 points.
59-20. Drive shot up and in for Grant Swadesh. Liberty. Holden in the corner, now inside. Paxton splits two defenders, goes up, Can't get it to fall. Rebound taken by the Ava Bears. Drive out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be a foul.
I was just fixing to say, officials, they kind of let them play all,
yeah,
you know.
Grant Swadesh at the line. He'll shoot two. And the foul was on Titus Jester. His first. Mercy clock is on.
So Wells is going to get Hunter.
So you got Ellett, Holden, Altermat, Wells, and Titus Jester. Second free throw is good. 59-23, Liberty. Holden gets a double screen, gets it off to Jester, to Ellett. Well, he's going to shoot a three. No good, but taken away by Jester. He puts it up, no good. Rebound taken by the Ava Bears. Kenyon Pitt brings it all the way down the floor off the dribble. Gives it to Harville. Harville back to Pitt. Pitt's drive, slices, puts it up, no good. Another rebound for Altermat. Lane's done a good job on the boards, too. Wells, another three. Same result. Picked up by Ellett. Ellett out to Jester for three. That's up, no good. Rebound, Ava. In the corner, Ava picks the dribble up. Throws it out top. Caught by Harville. Harville off the pitch. Back into the corner. Rock Swadesh. Feeds it inside. Now opposite corner. Here's a three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Jester. Liberty gets set up at the other end. Timeout.
Get a sub timeout. You get Graham Toon and Jaden Phipps coming in for Liberty.
2:57 to go. 59-23, Liberty.
Got Cooper Holden, Altermat, Jaden Phipps, Graham Toon, and Titus Jester on the floor.
Okay. Phipps to Jester. Off to Graham Toon. Back to Phipps. Oh, now they just started the clock. There's a drive. Up, no good. Graham Toon will shoot two. Yeah, they didn't start the clock. So Graham shooting two. First one's no good. But the clock continues to tick. Second one is no good. Ava Bear basketball. Drive, shot up, no good. Ava will shoot two. That's going to be two on Jester. It's all right. Earn them. Get out there and mix it up.
Yep.
He's giggling a little bit.
He's having a good time.
Yeah. At the line, Jacob Lobb. 90 seconds to go. First one is good. Easton Smotherman comes in.
Roger Hefner.
Yep,
comes in. One minute
remaining. Second one's no good. Hefner with the rebound. Gets it to Smotherman. Smotherman, Graham Toon to Hefner. Back to Graham. Graham will hold it and take it away. Ava drives down, loses it out of bounds. They're going to say tipped by Liberty. 45 seconds and counting.
And Liberty's going to move to 16-2, 3-0 in SCA play. And now, Saturday's game, there's more pressure. You know, Monday's game, there's more pressure. And then Tuesday, it's just turnover, and it's – no, it's not. Stays with Ava. But we're down to 17 seconds. So Liberty will get another road victory. And they're back consecutive conference win. Ava throws one up, no good. Smotherman fights for the rebound, gets there, Hefner, and that's the ball game. Liberty wins 59-24. Going through the scoring, I mean, this may be one of the most balanced scoring games, you know, for Liberty, but on the Ava Bear side, Talon Harville had three. Jacob Love had three. Grant Swadesh was seven. Fisher Melton, four. Kenyon Pitts, five. And Brock Swadesh with two. For Liberty, Parker Toon was six. Titus Chester had eight. Alex Toon with five. Carter Ellett, nine. Paxton Hunter with 10, Blaine Altermat with 9, and Drayton Wells with 12. I mean, so 6, 8, 5, 9, 10, 9, 12.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good outing by Liberty. Liberty was able to, you know, establish that inside game early. Just too much for Ava. I mean, the horses inside that Liberty has, Ava just wasn't able to match up and really play that inside game with, you know, with Liberty's bigs. You know, but we've, like we said all year long, you know, if you establish that inside game, that three ball opens up. I think we went through that whole first quarter and Liberty was 1-for-1 3-point attempts in the first quarter. You know, how many first quarters have we seen Liberty play this year that they shoot 1 3-pointer?
Right.
You know, this is...
Well, here's something that Arrow will probably be proud of. Ava scored 6 in the first, 5 in the second, 7 in the third, 6 in the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah.
The size, you know, I mean...
And you know, Drayton Wells got a lot of block shots tonight. I didn't keep track tonight, but even the shots that aren't blocked, him and Paxton Hunter, they alter shots. You know, it's... You know, they may not get a piece of the block, but the shots that the Ava players are taking inside, they're all being contested. You know, they're having to alter those shots because of the length of Liberty's bigs inside.
Yeah.
Last report I got was 53-48, Willow up with a minute 30 left.
Come on, Bears. Come on, Bears. Well, Liberty will play Saturday, and we'll have, again, the girls and the boys on the radio tomorrow, and the boys' game will be live video streamed as well. But we're going to start it with the Winona Wildcat Cabool Bulldog game at 9:30. That's all going to go down on the Fox 96.9. For Tyler and Dylan Beck Studio, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you tomorrow for more basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.